Okay, we are back at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to connect with us. Join us at Twitter at @eRadioSports. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are talking Big 12 basketball. The Kansas Jayhawks' Ken Davis is joining us. He is an award-winning sports writer, has just released his new book, 100 Things Kansas Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We're going to hit on that momentarily. We've been talking about giving the pulse on where the Kansas Jayhawks are right now and all the attention. There has been so much attention and hype surrounding Andrew Wiggins, who actually chose KU over Florida State, over North Carolina and Kentucky. He is a very special player. And I have to wonder, Ken, this has got to be quite a challenge for Coach Self and for his staff to figure out how to deal with all this attention because, as I understand, he's never recruited anyone that's received this much hype.
No, I mean, that's the initial reaction to Andrew's commitment was one of surprise because I think a lot of people thought he would just add himself to that list that John Calipari had that was the number one recruiting class. Kansas basically had the number two class and stayed there behind Kentucky. Or some people thought maybe he would go to Florida State because obviously both of Andrew's parents were tremendous athletes and went to Florida State. So it was a bit of a surprise, and it was in the midst of my writing this book, I was actually a little bit behind on my deadline, which I think most writers will tell you they're always behind on their book. And fortunately, that allowed us to get some Andrew into the book too. Chapter 100 is a tale of, well, the title is Andrew Wiggins, but it's really a tale of social media and how he announced his commitment. There was only one newspaper reporter allowed in. He tweeted it out. It wasn't one of those productions on ESPN with the hats and all that thing, and that kind of tells you a lot about Andrew. He's not into the theatrical end of this, and so I was very happy we were able to get that into the book. And there's also another chapter in there about really how it has escalated the recruiting battle between John Calipari and Bill Self, for lack of a better word. I don't know if battle's the right word, but because they've gone for the same players before, obviously. But Bill hasn't really gone out and pursued the so-called one-and-done players that often, whereas Coach Calipari, obviously, John's known for that. An Anthony Davis who wins a national championship and goes on to the NBA, he's had several of those players at Memphis and Kentucky, and well, not so much at UMass when he was up here, but now Bill's kind of moved into a new realm, and I think John feels a little bit of the pressure. It's continued into this recruiting season, and I think it's a little fascinating at this point that Bill had Ben McLemore last year, who was a surprise. I mean, he had to sit out his first year for various academic reasons, and then really came on kind of unexpectedly last year, and then went straight to the NBA. He had Xavier Henry, who left after 1 year, but that hadn't really been the recruiting norm at Kansas. So it is different, I think, knowing almost undoubtedly that Andrew will be gone, and as I mentioned, Joel Embiid will be gone, more than likely. And maybe some others on this team. They're a really talented group of kids, and so it does. I'm sure it does change your approach. You only have them for a certain amount of time, and you want to get the most out of them. And obviously, with a group like that, there's the expectations of going to the Final Four and winning the national championship. So,
well, you have to wonder too, as far as with all this attention with Andrew Wiggins, how it's not a distraction to the other teammates that are on there. There's a delicate balance that Bill Self has to be able to adjust.
Right. Well, when I was out there, the other guys all said that Andrew's just handled it very well amongst them. That he's just a normal guy. He likes to hang out, do the things that they do. He doesn't carry himself in that manner. Maybe he needs a little bit more of that because of what we talked about, to become more aggressive on the court. But I think by the time the Big 12 rolls around, and a lot of these, maybe they'll end up benefiting from this tough schedule that they've played. Now, Villanova, not a bad team. I think a lot of people expected Villanova to come on later in the season. They played very well and beat them in the Bahamas. And if that hadn't happened, they might have played Iowa, which is a very good team, high-scoring team. They might have lost that game. They didn't play well in the Bahamas, and it's just kind of carried on with the road games at Colorado. The thing about Colorado, you mentioned that at the beginning, that used to be Allen Fieldhouse West, because Kansas fans would come out there and take over the place. The Colorado, but my understanding, did their ticket plan a little bit differently this year to prevent that. And if you had to buy a package of, I think, four or five other games, that prevented some Kansas fans from going out there. So they had a true Colorado crowd last Saturday.
Well, and Tad Boyle, he's going to be on our show this weekend. I mean, he's a former KU player.
He's a former KU point guard. He's in my book, and he's doing a great job. He's turned out to be an outstanding coach, and you know, really didn't play that much at KU, but he was there, and I have a chapter on him, and he's just doing an outstanding job. I think that program will take off at some point, being in the Pac-12 now, and getting some facilities that they've needed. You've always kind of wondered why they weren't getting it done, and I think Tad's going to be the guy to do it.
Okay, the Kansas Jayhawks, they look to get back on track after they've lost two straight against Colorado, as we were just mentioning, and Florida. They face New Mexico on Saturday night and Georgetown on the 21st. But let's move ahead. Let's take time to highlight your brand new book. Ken Davis is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio. It is titled 100 Things Kansas Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And I don't care whether you're a diehard fan from the days of Larry Brown and Danny Manning or a supporter of Bill Self. I mean, this is just a book. It's a great reminder of all the wonderful things that makes this program so special, isn't it?
Well, and I grew up in Kansas in Overland Park, and that was some of my first memories of following any sports was going to the old Big Eight tournament at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Missouri. Used to have a holiday tournament when there was no postseason tournaments. The gap between Christmas and New Year's, the Big Eight teams would get together and play, and I know my dad and mom took me down to Municipal Auditorium and JoJo White was playing. I don't have a video of that in my mind because I was pretty young then. But uh-huh. That's my first recollection, kind of getting hooked. And then Ted Owens was coach when I was there. They had made Final Four runs in 71 and 74 before I got to school, and I was basically hooked by 71 when that team went to the Final Four. And I mean, it was a whole different atmosphere going to the Final Four back then. But I've maintained a contact with Ted Owens over the years. He's a great guy. He's got a new book out too, which I'm looking forward to getting a copy of and reading. It's kind of a biography, and I'm sure that'll be fascinating. He's been great to me. Roy Williams, Bill Self have been outstanding. This is my second book on Kansas. I did a book in 2008, which was a vault book, which was his complete history from the beginning with Dr. Naismith all the way, and we just got real lucky then because it was came out in 08 when they won the national championship in San Antonio with Mario Chalmers, the big shot, and it was a coffee table book with a lot of photos and inserts, replica program covers and tickets from the Final Four, things like that, a lot of fascinating stuff from the early years. So this kind of in some ways, was sort of a natural spinoff from that complete history. The 100 Things starts with James Naismith. I don't think you could start with anybody else. Mm-hmm. You got the inventor of the game was your first coach. That's the place you start. And it was always, to me, as a student and a reporter on the school paper and also working as a correspondent for the Kansas City Star, it was always fascinating to me how things began with Kansas, with Dr. Naismith there, and then Fog Allen becoming the father of coaching. And then you had Dean Smith play for Fog Allen, who spun off to North Carolina. You had Adolph Rupp, who played for Fog Allen, spun off to Kentucky. The three winningest programs in the history of college basketball all have that link back to Fog Allen in Kansas.
Well, let me jump in here, too. I love what you shared about Fog Allen, the World War II letters, just how war impacted college campus in many, many ways. In 1943, KU's top players were called into service. And Coach Allen, I mean, he was extremely patriotic, very loyal to his players. And it was very touching with what you had to share.
The letters are amazing. And you just wonder, at least I do, we're in such a different age now of social media. Is anyone saving tweets from coaches to their players and things?
But it's a personal diary.
It's not the same. And he wrote these letters that were pages and pages and newsletters that he sent off to his players in the summer about the players that were overseas and fighting. And I've seen many of these letters, and the Spencer Library, Research Library at Kansas, has an amazing archival floor of football and basketball memorabilia, and thank God they've preserved these things from Fog Allen, because it tells you about that time period, about the relationship between coaches and players, and he always had so much advice for that. He's a fascinating man, and you know, there's been entire books written about Fogg. There's not, you know, we had to devote about half of my vault book to him because he was there almost 50 years. So, you know, he would have kept coaching if they hadn't forced him into retirement at age 70 at that time in Kansas. He had Wilt. He had recruited Wilt. He didn't get to coach him on the varsity team because they forced him into retirement at age 70.
It is a fascinating read. It is titled 100 Things Kansas Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. What a pleasure it is. The first time on our program, Ken Davis, award-winning sports writer. Congratulations on the book, the success of it. And we look forward to the month of March because we definitely want to have you back on with us. Okay, thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Alyssa. Appreciate it.
Okay, it truly has been the fastest 2 hours in radio. We want to thank all of our guests, our lineup, Buddy Martin out of the SEC, James Hale with OU Insider, Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment, and, of course, Ken Davis talking Kansas basketball, and Mark Folwell with the Dallas Mavericks. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend at YSR.